Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Ada Board Meeting for Tuesday, June 17th. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask Grammy to roll call the board members.
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Commissioner Crum?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge? Mr. Kendig?
Here.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Vive Lemoore?
Here.
Chair Prus?
Here.
You have a quorum, sir.
Thank you. For the board members is item number three, agenda. I'll take a motion on it.
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Discussion? Objection to adopted agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. That brings us to item number four on the approved agenda, prior minutes for May 21st, 2025.
I move the prior minutes, May 21st, 2025, as presented.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Discussion? Corrections, deletions, clarifications of the board meeting minutes? Any objections to adopt the meeting minutes? Hearing none, they are adopted. Brings us to public comments. So let's go online first, Ramey, see if there's anybody online that wishing to make a public comment.
If there are any members on the line that wish to make a public comment, please press star 9 on your phone now. You will be recognized in the order that you called. Please clearly state your name and affiliation if you have one. Chair, there are no members on the line at this moment.
All right. Is there anybody in the boardroom wishing to make a public comment? Please come on up to the mic there. Please state your name and association if you have one for the record, please.
Hello.
I think it works.
My name is Lois Epstein. I am an Alaska licensed engineer and a technical and policy consultant.
I'm speaking for myself. This is the third Ada board meeting I'm attending to get answers to two questions I asked for the first time at the April board meeting. As you may recall, at the May board meeting, Board Chair Prus asked Executive Director Ruaro to respond to me in writing. I've since received a one-page certified letter from Mr. Ruaro dated June 2nd, 2025, which I have with me if anyone is interested. That letter does not contain answers to the specific questions I asked, however. My first question to Ada and its board was and is, why is Ada creating new accounts for the Ambla Road and the Arctic Refuge projects within the revolving fund rather than including them within the economic development account, which is more appropriate and better protects state assets? As I noted at the April board meeting, quote, projects in the economic development account must under section 44.88.173 prepare a finance plan. Section B states that ADA shall give preference to a project that does not require financial assistance from the state. These are important provisions that need to apply to the two projects. The economic development account currently includes the Red Dog project, the Ketchikan shipyard, and other major projects that ADA owns, and there appears to be no reason for ADA to create separate and different accounts for these two Arctic projects, unquote. The June 2nd response I received from Mr. Ruaro merely states ADA's statutory authority to create new accounts in the revolving fund and is non-responsive to the important points I raised about the revolving fund's economic development account. The second question I asked in both April and May addressed the fact that after 2022, ADA's publicly available annual audits no longer break out the values for the revolving fund's assets. That is an unfortunate change and one which should be reversed in future audits, and I hope the board would support that. Mr. Ruaro's June 2nd response to this question does not explain why the information provided in ADA's audited financial statements regarding the revolving fund has changed since 2022. so it is also non-responsive to my question. It is unfortunate that I've had to ask these same two questions at three separate ADA board meetings. I respect your time, and I'm sorry I'm here again to ask those questions. I was greatly disappointed by Mr. Ruaro's non-responsive answers in the letter he sent me, which also could have been sent to me by email to reduce cost to ADA rather than sending it by certified mail. I look forward to obtaining answers to these two questions.
Thank you for your comments. Is there anybody else in the conference room wishing to make a public comment?
Can I ask, are there any responses from the board?
That's just comment section only. Is there anybody else in the boardroom wish to make a public comment? All right, we'll close the public comment section. That brings us to item number six, new business. Well, so we have extensive executive session today. And executive session, confidential deliberate matters related to calculating ADA's cost of funds, interest rates for loans, participation program, loan participation program receipts, internal analysis, ADA financials, legislative matters, ADA projects, including ANWR, AMBLER, IGU, LLSCM, GreenSpark, and others, all of which are subject to deliberative process privilege, executive process privilege, or other legal exemptions from the Open Meeting Act. Also, matters related to ADA subject to attorney-client privilege will be discussed. So with that, we'll take a motion to go into executive session.
I move that the board enter an executive session for the purpose of discussing the following: ADA loan participation program, ADA financials, legislative matters, AMR, AMBLER, IGU, LESCM, GreenSpark, legal matters, other matters related to ADA, and matters that are subject to specific legal advice, which is subject to the attorney-client privilege. These matters, which if discussed publicly, could have an adverse effect on the finances of ADA, are matters that are attorney-client privileged and matters involving consideration of issues and that by law are not subject to public disclosure due to the executive or deliberative process privilege or other law. The executive session and matters discussed therein are proper subjects for an executive session under the Alaska Open Meetings Act, reference Alaska Statute 44-62-310(c)(1), (3), and (4), and the Alaska Public Records Act.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Ramey, would you pull the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Commissioner Crum?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Mr. Vivlamore?
Yes.
Chair Prus?
Yes.
I have a quorum, sir.
So I will also make, all right, Randy, I guess first up is the loan participation program, and who do you want in for that?
Chair, you are on the record.
Well, good afternoon, folks. We're back. It's 1:30. I will advise that the public and the board that has not taken any actions on the matters discussed while in executive session, and the session was limited to discussion of matters directly protected from public disclosures by the Open Meetings Act. That brings us back to new business. Does anybody have any additions to new business?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make an amendment to our agenda, adding an item C under new business, an amendment to a previous resolution, G24-06.
All right. Does everybody have a copy of that? Is there a second?
This is Bill Kendig. I second.
All right. Is there any objection to item adding item number C, which is an amendment to a previous resolution, G24-06? We'll add that to our agenda after item number C. That brings us for new business, item number B, resolution 25-03, GreenSpark. Randy?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Item 6B, Resolution G2503, is for a term loan to Greenspark. The amount of the loan is $17 million. The term is 5 years. And Mr. Johns can provide an additional detail if the board requires it.
Well, we'll need to build a record for this. So I fully expect a full discussion on what this is about.
Certainly, Mr. Chair. For the record, Jeffrey Johns, the Chief Investment Officer here at ADA. So as Executive Director Raro indicated, what is in front of the board for consideration is a $17 million term loan related to an equipment purchase by a small data company called Greenspark, Inc. It would be a five-year fully amortizing term loan based upon revenues out of a small deployment of 256 graphic GPUs deployed in Cordova, taking advantage of excess green power produced by Cordova Electric Corporation. If there's any additional detail that the board requires, I would also defer to my colleague, Deputy Director Brzezinski.
Brandon, just for our awareness, we have Mr. Sam Anoka, owner, president, founder of Greenspark, online, available for questions as well. So I think Mr. Johns covered gist of what this resolution is going to accomplish. It will be financing the equipment purchase for the deployment of a 256 GPU cluster in Cordova. And it will be co-located in existing infrastructure. There will be an additional expansion, but that's outside the scope of this, what this is financing. And there are customers ready to sign for several years. So the company will be cash flowing. This is a very high demand industry. In fact, if you didn't per se have customers, and Sam can speak to the nature of the demand, but they're on the spot market for this as well is incredible at the moment, just given the demand. But like Mr. John said, this is a five-year term, 10%, fully amortizing. The collateral, the loan-to-value, is greater than 50%. So we have significant collateral backing this deal.
You want to explain the collateral, Brandon?
Yeah, excuse me. The collateral is the equipment. In fact, as Mr. John said, the collateral is even beyond that equipment. It is the equipment that's also deployed currently in Cordova. There are two cabinets. But the equipment that is being deployed, our independent appraisal came in and valued it at an orderly sale of $35 million day one.
Who manufactured the equipment?
The equipment will be manufactured by, the full cabinet is going to be a Hewlett Packard Enterprise cabinet, but the components, obviously, that go into that cabinet are manufactured by companies such as, NVIDIA. They will be using NVIDIA GPUs.
Adam?
So to confirm, it's the LTV is roughly 50%?
Yes.
How many people are going to be put, Alaskans will be put to work?
Greenspark has indicated there will be 5 full-time employees, and that there will be 10 jobs associated with, this allows them to go forward and construct a larger facility out there. But, as pertaining to this particular deal, 5 employees, full-time employees equivalent.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about the commercial part of the loan?
The commercial nature of the loan, as provided in the confidential packet to the board, is addressed in the term sheet, but it is a fairly very straightforward amortizing piece of debt. We've entered into numerous agreements such as this, and staff is quite comfortable executing as currently structured.
You mentioned 5 years. What's the interest rate?
The interest rate is 10%.
Okay. The full capacity of the center is going to be under contract.
It will be as Deputy Director, in separate conversation with the board members, indicated that Mr. Anoka, who is again online, has in conversations with an entity that provides healthcare-related information services, has expressed an interest in a two to three year term contract with likely renewals. And for more details, I would defer to Sam for fill in any blanks that I have not addressed.
Is there, that's fine. This is kind of the loan committee, so we're, you're in front of us, so that's kind of how it works. Brandon, on this loan, so you say it's going to be based in Cordova?
Yes.
At Cordova Electric, or is there a long-term agreement with Cordova Electric that matches up with this?
There is a draft lease, yes, that would be signed. And there are conditions precedent, obviously, before we execute on this loan, that we would need to see certain signed agreements, certain proofs of insurance. But since they're, you know, the equipment isn't there yet, these agreements haven't been signed, but they're ready. They're ready.
So the power source, the customer is yes. going to buy it, all that.
Yes, correct.
To be in place.
Yes, correct. That's right.
And this is stranded power that they're going to be utilizing?
Yes. Yes, it's Cordova Electric has excess capacity. They're currently, you know, and that's due to result of, you know, fishing industries declined, you know, just excess. And in fact, Clay Copeland, the manager, president of Cordova Electric, indicated that they've done some maintenance as well on the facility, changed out some valves, put in the right, like a proper valves that should have been in the dam, and they're able to squeeze out even more energy now because of that. So there is excess capacity. So in theory, if you were to fill out the entire excess generation, you're consuming more power. That means more revenue to the utility. Therefore, since it's a cooperative, it'll be spread out across, like, that additional revenue then should help drive down rates.
To the consumer.
To the consumer, to the ratepayer, correct.
Further questions from the board? Question?
Mr. Chairman, is this the first data center in Alaska?
So there are data centers here, but to my knowledge, whether this is the first data center using the latest technology, the most cutting edge GPU technology, I am unaware. And if Sam wants to correct me on that.
All right.
Yeah, there's other data centers around the state, but this would be the first AI data center.
Thank you.
Does anybody want to put the motion on the table?
Yeah, this is Bill Kendig. I move resolution G25-03 Green Spark as presented.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Further discussion? Remy, would you pull the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Commissioner Crum?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Mr. Vivlemore?
Yes.
Chair approves?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Thank you. All right, that on the agenda, item number C, amendment to resolution G24-06, resolution ADA loan payoff with Blue Crest Alaska Operating LLC and co-borrowers.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I can provide a quick summary of the resolution, and Deputy Brzezinski will provide the detail of the four language changes to the amendment or to the resolution. This is resolution 2406 that's being amended. That resolution addressed a modification of loan terms to Blue Crest and provided for a final payment of $3 million plus interest due on July 1, 2025. The amendments in a number of places simply make it clear that I am now authorized to extend that payment date of July 1 out to October 1st of 2025.
Does it allow you to do anything else, Randy? With that authorization, additional.
Sure.
Sure. So there was some additional direction given by the board in executive session that I'll be working on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll walk through the changes. First change.
Thank you, Brad. This is for the record, so we have it on the record.
Yes, sir. Understood. For the record. For the record, page 3 of the G2406 is where you'll find the first edit where we have struck reference to an accompanying memorandum that went along with this resolution. And I'll get to the reasons for that here on page 4. Again, next change would be striking the reference to the memorandum and keeping it just to these terms that are defined below. Again, deleting reference to the memorandum. And then the reason for that is because, like, this provision, in section 3 on page 4, where we strike no further loan modifications forbearance be granted, is also removed because the memorandum references how there is no further, there will be no further forbearance or changes provided. So this there in turn then allows the executive director, in the payment of terms, you can see that there's been some adjustments to the dates from July 1 of 2025 out to October 1 of 2025 and grants the executive director latitude to make additional changes if deemed necessary, but only out until October 1 of 2025. Meanwhile, interest will still accrue at the terms provided in the payoff in the settlement agreement. And then I guess on the last page, this is just housekeeping. The date's been adjusted to reflect June 17, 2025.
Okay, so is there a motion for the changes to this resolution?
I move resolution 2406 as amended.
This is Albert, I'll second.
Further discussion? Remy, would you pull the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Commissioner Crum?
Yes.
Mr. Kindig?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Kellidge?
Yes.
Mr. Vivlamore?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Remy. All right. Next up on our agenda is 7, director's comments. So project updates. Is there anything, Randy?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So under project updates, both of our largest projects, the Anwar development, the Coastal Plain and Ambler, are the subject of debate in Congress in the reconciliation bill. The Senate has released its version of the bill. Both projects are addressed in that version, and the language directs the agencies, the Secretary of Interior, to go back to the previous records of decision that were entered by the Trump administration first time around. And, of course, those decisions were more favorable to development than what we received under the Biden administration, which was a denial of our right to access the Ambler Mining District, which is in federal statute. And then on the Anwar leases, it wrongfully canceled our leases. We won that court fight over those leases, and we're working with BLM now to get those reinstated and to move ahead with seismic exploration. The West Sioux project is continuing. We've made some minor tweaks to the design and the route to save some funds, significant amounts, and we'll be ready to file that application within the next 30 days with the Army Corps. We'll be asking for expedited permitting under Trump administration executive orders that should accelerate that permitting. Other projects we're working on, of course, is the Ketchikan Shipyard. We've got several other potential projects in the pipeline, but that's an update for today.
Any questions for Randy on projects? Next up is loan dashboard report. You guys have that. I think it's self-explanatory. Is there any questions? followed by Callen report, first quarter 2025. The up and down when the tariffs are 140% with China and all that kind of stuff, and how it affects our investments and mutual funds. Any questions on Callen? That's the statistics summary.
Statistics summary, Mr. Chair, is for the two loan programs that we have in place with the Department of Commerce. As you can tell, there's been some activity, but not a lot of change there from the last report provided to the board.
Okay. I'm going to come back to E in a minute. Go to number eight, board comments.
I just want to thank staff again for the hard work they do. It seems we've been doing some heavy lifting lately, and they've really put in the time and make it pretty easy to understand it, for us to understand and make decisions. I want to thank you and your staff.
Thank you.
Ready?
So I recognize how many projects, mega projects, I might add, that this organization is currently working on. And that workload is a heavy, heavy lift. And I'm most appreciative of the expertise and the attention to detail that you, Randy, and your staff have brought forward to us as a board. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Further comments? Well, I'd like to thank the staff. I'd like to thank fellow board members. Good conversations today. Some deep dives and some pretty heady subject matters. All good stuff for the future success of this organization. To Randy and staff, thank you for putting this on. And you know, we're all here to make a difference. And I think we have some tools to make a big difference for the state. And it wouldn't happen without you and your staff. So with that, I'm very appreciative of it. And I appreciate you taking my calls in the middle of the night. I want to have a question. And for the rest of the staff, I'm glad we only have a meeting once a month, because I will gain 800 pounds with these cookies and these donuts and all these good things. So I appreciate that.